You're listening to WRFNLP Pasquo, Tennessee, Radio Free Nashville. This is the Fringe Radio Show, and I'm Al D. Radio Free Nashville is a nonprofit organization based in Pasquo, Tennessee. If you want to log on to their website, it's radiofreenashville.org. You can find a link to their Indiegogo campaign, taking donations to try to expand citywide in the greater Nashville area and reach a wider audience with all this great music we're playing. The Fringe Radio Show is sponsored by Nashville Fringe Festival, which is a nonprofit organization as well. If you want to check out their website, it's NashvilleFringeFestival.org. You can sign up for their newsletter. I was interviewed recently in the newsletter, and my guest on the show tonight, Andrew Muller, was as well, just today, earlier actually. Anyhow, if you sign up for the newsletter, then you'll get a free copy of the music sampler, a lot of great stuff from artists who have had shows sponsored by Nashville Fringe Festival in the past. This music playing in the background is The Grips, by the way, one of the bands from GD Soul, which is a neo soul, new funk and soul record label based in Nashville, Tennessee. Again, my name is Al D. I'm a MC and hip hop producer based in Nashville, Tennessee. If you want to check out my music, you can find it at aldwords.com. Main thing we're here to talk about today is this show, which is also sponsored by Nashville Fringe Festival. We're going to have this event at the basement on Saturday, January 11th. It's coming up. We're going to have The Grips, that music that was just playing in the background is The Grips. They're going to be backing me as well as some other MCs. We're going to be kicking it, doing some verses, kicking some freestyles, doing some real live band hip-hop stuff. Also performing, we got Wally Clark from Gummy Soul. He's a producer and recently started rhyming as well. This is one of his beats playing in the background from the 93 Still project, which is a bunch of remixes of '93 Still is a remix project recently put out by Gummy Soul. He's going to be opening and hosting the show. Also performing, we have Swap Meet Symphony, which is my band, centered around Lindsey Smith Trossel playing the cello. So some other stuff Wally has been working on recently would be, of course, the 93 Still project playing in the background now. He also released an album recently called Sportin' Waves, which he produced and also rhymes on. So we're going to get into playing a couple of those songs in a moment here. A couple of my favorite joints from that project. Again, he's going to be performing with me, Al D, The Grips of GED Soul, DJ Ray from the Boom Bap. All that's going down at the basement on January 11th. It's a free show, so come check that out. A lot of funky stuff, a lot of good music. So this is the first track off Sportin' Waves I'm going to play. It's called Strong Woman by Wally Clark.
Peace beast of the old timer hit me with that cold line, who showed me how to turn a hole to a gold mine. His whole shine been tested and proved. He had a couple dozen chicks when he nested the coop. He estrogen proof, immune to the ways of them bras. He raising the odds. He told her he was raising a squad, but she have to do more than strip to get with it. And they don't ever split the digits, he gets it. 100% the money is spent on a bail for the tale if confronted by them. I asked him how he did it. 30 years in this pimping. Did he ever think of doing something different? He said never, gotta go out and get it. And that he chose this life and then he lived it. I don't really see him much these days, but he taught me how to play when I hear them say.
A strong woman.
I know you are, girl.
And I scare some men away.
Not me.
I never had no problem.
I know you didn't. Look at
choosing
you.
My own pathways.
Look at you with your hair in a bun. You was looking for a player, now you staring at one, comparing to none. Swear I see your face in a magazine, fashioning some lace, girl got taste and your swag is clean. It's maddening how I'm ballin'. You got a couple chips and you all in, but now I'm calling. Now you stalling in the bathroom, sniffing a little dope, cause you hope I leave from lack of interest. Pin a wrist, posted up like I'm missing. But I won't leave till she needs my prescription. She's gifted in the ways of this world, like Minnie Pearl lifted. I'm appraising this girl, raising the girl. Give her the sun until she shrivels. Blazing her buns when she comes in triples. Dimples on her back attack, cause she real fit, real thick. Little baby fat, and I feel it. I like that though. Scare me, girl.
She's never had no problem choosing her own pathway.
That's right.
Last one was Strong Woman by Wally Clark. This is Holding On to Yesterday, also Wally Clark.
Plucking out the gray hairs from picking up my young buck out of daycare. Hey there, I smile at his pretty teacher. Senorita, that's my child and I'm pleased to meet you. I slide my wedding ring into my front pocket, reach for the passenger door and then I unlock. I'm the bastard for the hun clocking, but I keep my gun locked in that one closet, so don't knock it. I'm faithful but flirty, I need to be grateful that I made it till 30. And I got a son 3 with the wife, right? But I gotta go pee with the nightlight. And I got a Chuck E. Cheese playing Night Bright. I fight flight, yo, what happened to my nightlife? Man, I think I'm about to throw up. Hold up, I think I need to grow up. Star had my arm around, but that was 3 years ago though. Posing in a photo, you're only young once, play a yo-yo. Is that the motto? Oh, it isn't. Well, mine better. The fine leather, so exquisite, it shine weather. I find hecklers, I mind checking with my records. I rhyme better, they sign checks with my fine lectures. Bifocals, my kind of rhyme postal. Sometimes I shine vocals, my dimes are bi-coastal. Never local, the clever vocal, forever hopeful for the 7 shows that I don't do. Y'all don't even really want me now. Waiting for a film student to hunt me down. Do a behind the scenes story and I'll blow up. Hold up, I think I need to grow up.
All right, that was Holding On to Yesterday by Wally Clark. The one before that was Strong Woman, also by Wally Clark. Both of those are off the Sport and Waves record. It came out earlier this year. This beat playing in the background here is Juice off the self-titled Gummy Soul album. It's just a beat playing. Of course, the self-titled Gummy Soul album feature Curtis Stanley on the rhymes and the production by Wally Clark. Like I said a minute ago, Wally really just started rapping pretty recently, but he's been producing beats for a long time and digging in the crates even longer than that, as I understand. Wally Clark and Andrew Muller are both scheduled to be in the studio here. I believe they're held up a bit by the ice on the roads out here leading to the studio, so take a second there. They should be here in a moment. So Curtis Stanley remains one of my favorite MCs in the Nashville area. This is one of my favorite joints they had this playing here. But like I said, the Gummy Soul Project, it's out. There's all kinds of other stuff out too. You can check out at gummysoul.com. I know that Kurt and Wally have another project in the works now. The third former member of Gummy Soul Records was Amerigo Gazaway. Could talk a little bit about that, I guess, if we get a minute when Wally gets here, but I just wanted to mention that. Shout out to Amerigo. Got a joint with him and Curtis Stanley both on my most recent project, and I got a beat from Wally, you know, Gummy Soul, so that's what's up with that. So Wally Clark's coming to perform at the show January 11th. That's this coming Saturday at the Basement. Also on the bill will be the Grips. That's a funk soul band. They're going to be backing me and some other MCs. Wally Clark just walked in the studio here, so I'm going to let him just go on and sit down at the mic. So Wally Clark, welcome to the studio. In the studio chilling with me, of course, this is the Juice beat playing here. So yeah, I guess I kind of ran down a bunch of this info while I was waiting for you to get here. You want to maybe tell us something about, well, we only got a second here. This is the joint featuring Curtis Stanley's about to come on, so why don't you just... call that out. It's called Shine. You got something to say about it for 10 seconds?
This is a song that I did with Curtis Stanley. It's called Shine.
Nice.
And I'm rapping on it with him.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's up. It's one of my favorites. I didn't play it on the last show because I didn't have a clean version, but this is Shine by Wally Clark featuring Curtis Stanley.
Some old UGK shit. Rest in peace, Pimp C. What up, bud? Yeah, you shine, baby. Now it's time for me. Yeah. Sim Simmer, pull down my hat brimmer. The back spinner, the thousand track rap spitter. The sack flipper, the daddy fast stack getter. The ag dipper, never backtrack pimper. The iPhoner, the high loner, the fine wine con blower, the fly ride owner, the dime roller, find a fine diamond eye boner, my line colder than a lemon lime soda, the Bob Barker, the price is right Brown Parker, your clown Walter, and get your eye found darker, the dew whopper, Carnival cruise rocker, the dude hotter than Bonnaroo Boone Sparkers, the well drinker, the 90 proof roof thinker, the bell ringer, the 92 new kinger, the underground, the one you wanna have fun around. So come around and get more loud than 100 hounds and shine on them. So let's shine, baby. I wanna shine. So let's shine. Come on, come on, shine. I wanna shine, baby. Let's shine. I wanna shine, shine, shine.
Yeah. It's the line cutting, the habitual line crossing. Kurt Stanley suckers, Rocking Johnson and Murphy chuckers, better use caution. It's that cat you don't see often, dog, I'm freaking awesome. Yeah. Mr. Introduce you to coffins, time to meet your maker. Dennis Peace, we see you later. Two fingers haters and two fingers to all our neighbors. It's the non-discriminating. Okay. Just got back from vacation, get a vaccination. For them ill tracks we be lacing, it's the vinyl stacking. Yeah. Never lacking, they call them too much. Who us? Better take them to church. Yeah. My lady, she the Barnum Bailey circus juggling. And like me hustling, I tell her I am on my tip, but she don't like me cussing. I say, stop your fussing, or I'm out. She know I'm bluffing, cause right. It's Mr. Have whatever you like. Long as I'm f***ing, it's the handsome husband. Dime wifing and kinda trifling. I know you SMH right now, but you like it when I shine on them. Yeah. Like it when I shine on them. Yeah, you like it when I shine on them. Quit playing, baby. You like it when I shine on them. Yeah, you like it when I shine on them. Shine, you like it when I shine on them. Yeah, you like it when I shine on them. You like it when I shine on them.
Shine. Long time, I thought it was just the two of us that have to shine to us. It's like your brother thought you was who you were.
Alright, so that was this is Shine by Wally Clark featuring Curtis Stanley. So Wally's here in the studio with us. Andrew Muller also just stepped in. What's up, guys? Y'all all settled in?
Hola.
Good deal. Alright, so this is another one of the 93 still beats. You want to tell us something about that real quick?
Sure. South by Southwest, I ran into one of the members of Souls of Mischief and talked with him about doing a tribute to their 20th anniversary of the 93 Till Infinity album. They then gave me the exclusive acapellas to the entire album, which I then remixed the album in full using only samples that people use to make hip-hop in 1993, and that was kind of the concept of it.
Boom, Gummy Soul, that's Wally Clark in the studio with us. Of course, Andrew Muller's also here. I know you guys got the weekly Thursday Soul Party coming up. You want to tell us a little bit about that real quick?
Yeah, it's just started up. We got every Thursday we're doing a free Soul Dance Party at the Music City Tippler. It's a new joint over in Midtown. It's been a bunch of things. I don't know exactly what. But it's kind of swanky. Me and Wally are dressing up. You guys feel like it too. And they got some good drinks. We're going to be spinning some soul, disco, funk, hip hop, all that jazz.
It's a very sexual affair. Brings a lot of very high class, older, affluent, sexually charged single cougars.
Where the party is at on Thursdays, ladies and gentlemen, where the soul music is sweet. Alright, so we'll talk about a couple more of these things that's been going on with Gummy Soul. I ran down most of it, you know, while you guys were held up, but so I know the newest release on the website, if you get on there, is Ralu. So that's like all instrumental hip hop stuff.
Yeah, Ralu is a friend of mine that I met in Atlanta and has been kind of my right-hand man through all of this. Unspoken member of Gummy Soul that I'm just bringing into the fray right now. And he's great. I taught him how to make beats after we met on the street in Atlanta, and he managed
to hook me up with his record dealer friend and give me like 2,000 records the day after I met him, just as a stranger on the street.
Wow.
And since then, we've been real tight and talking about how to make beats. This is his first instrumental album, Pillows.
Nice, that's what's up. And then also on the Gummy Soul website, of course, you can find Short But Sweet, which is Petty's newest album and happens to be my favorite hip-hop release this year out of Nashville, or last year, you know, for 2013 out of Nashville. That's real dope. So don't have time to really dwell on that, because I want to talk about the Bap City project. We're going to play one of those songs in a second here. So why don't you tell us about that, Wally?
After I finished 93 Still, I was just kind of bored, and I just decided to make my own version of Rap City, where I remixed songs with the videos and put them all together as a sort of an episode that you can watch in full, using artists like M.O.P. and A.Z., like the one that you're going to play, B-Nuts, Artifacts, and a lot of old, you know, 90s artists that are dope.
Yeah, I know that M.O.P. one's super hot too. I like that one a lot. I wasn't able to play it on account of the radio edit.
Incredible amounts of cursing and yelling on it.
Yeah, they just yell a lot. But anyhow, so this is off the Bap City project. This is The Come Up by A.Z. remixed by Gummy Soul.
You know to come up, stack, get right, put the gun up, laugh, get nice, split the blunt up, pray blue and whites, don't run up, remain humble. You see the change when the rains come through, when all the fame ups your game, cause your name's mumbled. The chicks notice, users like hypnosis, it's ferocious when broke niggas get focused. The cars come out, bottles at the bar run out, you know you're large when you're in car, the dodge a drought. But here's the twist up, with beef and the money mix up, skirts slip up, a few fights, few stick up. Then one little thing just leads to the next, and here come the hot boys to breathe at your neck. Now you gotta pack up, flee from the rest, and just a week ago you was free from the stress. I guess it is what it is.
Creeping on the come up.
Tricks is yours for the take, man.
Creeping on the come up.
I'm from the place where hardcore is beautiful.
Creeping on the come up.
Tricks is yours for the take, man.
I'm rather unique. I'm from the place Brooklyn.
You know the saga. Who lava, who hotter? Who shot at who at the Ramada? I knew about beats since Bambada. Before Beach Street, streets was heavily deep with the riders. Guns and money, some was hungry. Dysfunctional families, they come from junkies. Jailbirds who wanted warrants, jumping countries. Just jungle surviving like a bunch of monkeys. Mark dollars, DEA knocks with collars. Niggas snitching, and still got the heart to holler. Hot chicks and short skirts and damn near topless. Play fly, they gossip, stay high, just ride dick. Can't call it too fresh to spoil it. Two checks to war with, grew up next to all this. So understand, I know from first hand the lies of a church man. Harvest first gram.
Creeping on the come up, on the come up.
Tricks is yours for the take, man.
Creeping on the come up.
I'm from the place where hardcore is beautiful.
Creeping on the come up,
tricks is yours for the take, man.
I'm rather unique. I'm from the place Brooklyn.
Jails is packed, the streets is whack. It's even worse when your rope is tapping your beef for sack. Wife is getting feisty, she's beefing back. Though it's unlikely it might be a visa's max. The coke is up.
Alright, I had to fade that out because the language got out of hand at the end of that particular song. What's this right here?
This is one of my beats.
Yeah, I guess I just found it randomly. It's only like a minute long, and I was just gonna throw it on the talk.
Promo thing.
I take it back. You know what? I got one more. I do got one more of yours. I got this Soda Shop joint. You wanna play it?
Sure.
All right. Yeah. So this is off Lover's Lane, which is another Wally Clark project.
Dig that.
little versatility of the Gummy Soul.
Soda shop, drinking a pop, lollipop, do I begin to rock on the jukebox? Threw a quarter in the slot at the top, an extra order, some Tosby Pops, I'm kinda hungry. Smack the ketchup on the bottom like a newborn, no croutons, order a burger because I'm too gone. But then she walk in, everybody stop talking, and I can't stop gawking at the darling. Begin to blush, feel the rush of a new fling. Cheeks are flush, it's enough to make you sing. I say what's up, and she smiles as I touch her hair. Begun to stare, imagine her in her underwear. She looking supple and vivacious. Let's take a ride, feel the vibe from my playlist. She was amazed at the brother's game as we took a little ride down the lover's lane.
Wanna get out of here?
What?
Do you wanna leave? Do you wanna go somewhere?
But where can we go?
Lover's Lane?
Lover's Lane.
Yeah. Lover's Lane. You up for it?
That was Lover's Lane, or that was, I'm sorry, Soda Shop off the Lover's Lane
that
project
song
by...
is dedicated to Mary Sue from Skip. And this next one is for all the lovers out there.
Well, this next one's actually a Grips beat, but... yeah, again, a Grips. So, Wally Clark, Andrew Muller, both in the studio here with me, both involved with the show we're doing with the Grips. This is one of the beats me and E.T. are going to be rhyming on. Grips... Swap Meet Symphony was on the radio program last week. DJ Ray from the Boom Bap. We're going to be kicking it at the Basement Free Show, January 11th. So, yeah. So, the Grips is another band from the GED Soul family. And, of course, another one would be DeRobert and the Half-Truths, who have an album release coming up soon. You want to tell us something about that, Andrew?
Yeah, so not this Thursday, but the next after.
It's January 16th.
January 16th, Thursday. We're going to be doing an event over at the Music City Tippler, as well as everything we're doing, the dance parties. But it's the release show for DeRobert and the Half-Truths, the house band for GED Soul Records. And we're going to have the Grips opening up at 9 p.m. We'll have DeRobert and the Half-Truths on at 10 p.m. And then around 11, 11:30, we're going to do the old vinyl thing. Put the projectors on and do that.
Good deal. Of course, I sampled DeRobert and the Half-Truths. This was the beginning of how I came to be familiar with GED Soul. Actually, I met AJ from AJ and the Gigawatts at Jackson's one day. I just was eating brunch up there and got to talking to him. He told me he had used to be in this band Space Capone, which I knew about a little bit, and he told me they had a show coming up at the Basement, so I went and checked it out. Happened to bump into my friend Sarah, DJ Etiquette, who's now married to one of the founders of GED Soul. So went and saw DeRobert and the Half-Truths at a show shortly after that, and heard the song Just Don't Care. Immediately knew I had to sample it. Walked over to the merch table, bought a record. That's one thing about GED Soul too, they put everything out on vinyl, which that's awesome. So go out to the vinyl nights, Music City Tippler on Thursdays in Midtown, and check out what they're doing. They play a bunch of vinyl, they got their own vinyl. I'm sure they'll have the merch table set up and all that.
Also, we got Wally, who's making some dancey videos for projecting on the walls, so that's fun.
Sweet. Yeah, and of course, all of this GED Soul stuff you can find at gedsoulrecords.com. This is the Grips playing in the background again. Me and AT will be rhyming over beats like this on Saturday at the Basement. The song we're about to play in about 15 seconds here is DeRobert and the Half-Truths off the brand new record, unreleased. I got special permission from Nick to play it. So that's what's up with that. You can go check out the album release. This is My Mama Told Me by DeRobert and the Half-Truths. Was My Mama Told Me by DeRobert and the Half-Truths from GED Soul Records. Also from GED Soul Records, in the studio with me right now, we got Andrew Muller. You're listening to WRFN LP Pasquo. This is the Fringe Radio Show. I'm Al D. Again, Andrew Muller sitting here in the studio with me. This beat playing in the background is another one of Wally's from Gummy Soul. I actually wrote something to this. I haven't used it yet, but we're going to play a couple more of these new DeRobert songs in a minute, but why don't you just tell us a little bit about some of the other bands you're involved with around town? We've talked about it some, but...
Well, I'm involved with three of the bands on GED Soul Records. Actually, four, including Magic and Threes, but it's the Grips. We got Magic and Threes, AJ and the Gigawatts, and DeRobert and the Half-Truths. And Magic and Threes aren't really playing out much right now at all, but we might in the future. I just recorded a couple tracks for some new Magic and Threes over at the GED Soul House with a legend on drums, Ed Green, with David Guy. And that was a pleasure. He recorded on a lot of the Barry White stuff in the 70s, and with some of Steely Dan, and just the list goes on. I also play with a disco funk group called Deep Fried Five, and they're a more popular group in the Nashville area, and we're finishing up our album right now. Right Around the Corner is what it's called, and it's literally right around the corner going to be released. Just got Jim Horn, a legend on horns, who played on a couple Stevie Wonder songs, maybe even albums. Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, a lot of those cats. and played back with, I believe, Willie Nelson back in the day and stuff. So we got him on a couple tracks, and we got Chris West on a track. We had, I think, Justin with Deep Fried in the studio a couple weeks ago, and can't wait for it. It's going to be a really great record. It's going to top off the one from 2010.
Nice, yeah, and of course we had Chris West on the radio show a while ago, as well as Justin from Deep Fried 5 a little while before that, and I believe he'll be back. So. Okay, well, we're going to get into some of this new, some more of these new DeRobber and the Half-Truths joints here. This is The Speech, and this is one that Andrew Muller actually played the guitar on, so we went and switched one out, because I didn't realize, but this is The Speech by DeRobber and the Half-Truths.
You don't have an issue with people who don't keep it 100. People who don't come correct, people who don't come real. You know what I'm saying? Just like these politics, they write all these speeches down and they get up and read them right off the paper. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else is writing it, it's not even from them. But I believe in speaking from the heart. I believe in giving people my soul from the inside. So, nation. Can move the nation. Tell us for real whatever you feel, whatever is your persuasion. Leave it all now. A speech, come on, brother, give us a speech. A speech, a speech.
That was The Speech by DeRobber and the Half-Truths. This is The Dole Part 2. Also DeRobber and the Half-Truths off the I'm Trying album that's coming out on the 16th.
Real.
That was The Dole Part 2 off the brand new De Robert and the Half-Truths album, not even out yet. The album release party is January 16th at Music City Tippler, hosted by my guests in the studio here right now, Wally Clark and Andrew Muller. So I told a little bit about how I discovered GD Soul, by the way. Wally, you want to tell me a little bit about how you found these guys? Because I know it wasn't by way of me. You found them on your own somehow.
I don't know the answer to that question. But I do have an interesting story about Magic and Threes that I like.
Alright, that'll work.
Our friend, Marcellus Wallace, who is a record collector specializing in library music, had discovered Magic and Threes, and he lives in San Diego, buying up the records, giving them to all of his record collecting friends, loving all of it. I then talked to Nick at GD Soul and mentioned it to him, and we were talking about how he the inspiration behind
Nick,
the
that would be
Nick Devan.
That would, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. And
that's the other founder of GD Soul Records and the drummer in most of the groups. So
exactly. And was asking him about the inspiration behind Magic and Threes, and he said that through a blog that he found of this guy, DJ Marcellus Wallace, who they were inspired to make a library soundtrack sounding record. And so it was this whole cold kind of sneaky situation where they found out about it, that through Marcellus Wallace, and then he found out through them and loved it, and neither of them then really knew.
They didn't know that, funny.
You know, he was from Nashville or whatever, and so I called him up and told him, and he was just kind of
It's like a love situation.
Yeah, I had actually heard that story from DJ Raid around the time when Mike Wallace was Marcellus Wallace, aka was coming to town to visit or whatever. Oh, it was because he was playing the Boom Bap, and they were supposed to be going by Nick's house. I don't think that ever ended up happening, but anyhow, yeah, I heard that story. Good stuff. Yeah, so Magic and Three is another band off the GED Soul label. Really dope stuff. I actually made a beat sample in one of those joints one time too.
There's a Magic and Threes beat on Lover's Lane, actually.
Oh, right. You had mentioned that before too, so that's what's up with that. I want to get into some of this older De Robert and the Half-Truth stuff, just staying on subject with the album release coming up and everything. This particular joint is the one I had mentioned that I sampled. It's on the Free Delivery project, a remix of it, where I basically just used, you know, the beat and the chorus how it was and looped up a part and wrote my own verses to it. So this is just the original song, though, of course. De Robert and the Half-Truths. It's called I Just Don't Care.
Thank you.
So that was Just Don't Care by DaRobert and the Half-Truths. This is another Gummy Soul beat off the self-titled album, playing in the background here. We got Muller on the turntables over here trying to get this. He rolled in the studio with the brand new test pressing of the AJ and the Gigawatts album. It's also forthcoming. So we're going to try and play this. We're going to try and play a cut or two off of that. Bear with us a second. I'm gonna let this beat play for a second while we get this hooked up. Got it hooked up. So this one coming up here is Back Alley Beale Street by AJ and the Gigawatts from GED Soul Records.
La 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 back alley, Bill Street.
Back Alley Beale Street by AJ and the Gigawatts, another one of the GD Soul Records groups. Andrew Muller was kind enough to bring a test pressing into the studio here to for us to play. Again, you're listening to WRFN LP, Pasquo, Tennessee. This is the Fringe Radio Show with Al D, sponsored by Nashville Fringe Festival. You can check out the websites for Nashville Fringe Festival at www.nashvillefringefestival.org. Radio Free Nashville will be radiofreenashville.org. If you want to check out what I got going on, you can go to Al D. Excuse me. You can go to aldwords.com. Download a copy of my two latest projects, both of which were mixed by DJ Rate of the Boom Bap. Sitting here in the studio right now with Wally Clark and Andrew Muller, both of whom are involved with this event we're doing at the Basement on Saturday. Andrew Muller being the guitar player for the Grips of GD Soul Records, along with several of the other bands. Wally Clark has his new project out, Sporting Waves. He's going to come kick some rhymes, open up the show. And Swap Meet Symphony, which is my band, centered around Lindsey Smith Trossel on the cello. And I will also be performing. I want to say thanks to you guys one more time for coming out. Y'all got any shout outs or anything else you want to plug or anything like that?
Shout out to Nashville. Yeah.
The Nashville family.
Jim Boston.
No doubt. Nashville Fringe Festival.
Everyone who supported GED along the way, all you Kickstarter people helping us release these albums.
Yeah, of course. Putting stuff out on vinyl, man. Not cheap, but it's dope.
Exactly. Shout out to Music City Tippler for allowing me and Wally to do our Thursday nights there. Dance party every Thursday.
Likewise, the Basement for letting us do the thing on Saturday. I guess I'm gonna play one more of these sort of. Let's see what I got here. I guess I'm gonna play one more of these older De Robert and the Half Truth songs. We got a minute here to let it play. So.
Hibiscus love.
So this is Got Soul in a Digital World by De Robert and the Half Truths, the album title cut. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening.